As we've heard both from Steve Inskeep and Mike Schuster, the political landscape of post-Saddam Hussein Iraq doesn't lack for competing movements and parties. There's the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq, the INC, the INA, the KDP, the PUK. We're going to take a minute right now to sift through the alphabet soup of Iraqi opposition groups, and here to help us with that task is Rajan Menon, who's at the Council on Foreign Relations. And first, let's start with the two Kurdish groups, the Kurdistan Democratic Party and the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan. Why are there two groups, and what's the difference between them?
Well, the Kurdish Democratic Party has a long and illustrious history in Iraqi politics. It was established in 1946 by Mullah Mustafa Barzani, and his son, Masoud Barzani, is the current head. In 1975, there was a split, and a group broke away, which is the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, PUK, which now holds the southeastern part of Kurdistan and is led by Jalal Talabani. The differences have to do principally with the nature of politics in Kurdistan, but also a strong dose of personal rivalry.
Then there's the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq. This is the Tehran-based Shiite group.
As you know, about 60% of Iraqi Muslims are of the Shia confession. And the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution, most of whose leaders have been in exile in Iran, is led by one Ayatollah Mohammad Bakhar al-Hakim, who himself is of illustrious lineage because his father was Grand Ayatollah Muhsin al-Hakim, this Shia spiritual leader from 1955 to 1970. And this organization is very, very closely linked to Iran, which raises an interesting point, and that is that there has been a tendency to speak of the majority Shia in Iraq as if the Shia were a monolith, but the recent murder, the murder last week of a Shiite cleric who had returned recently from exile shows that that is anything but true.
And the leader of the Iraqi National Congress, Ahmed Chalabi, who didn't attend in Nasiriyah, he is Shiite, but presumably politically distinct from the leaders of the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq?
That is correct. I mean, he has some contacts with Iran for diplomatic purposes, but he is neither a cleric nor someone who represents a religious vision of Iraq. He would tell you, I think, that he stands for a united, independent Iraq. Chalabi is a controversial figure, however, in at least two respects. One is that he has barely been inside the country since 1958. And second, he is seen by those in Iraq and around Iraq who fear that a pro-American government will be established in the wake of the war as exactly an American cat's paw.
We have time for one more, the Iraqi National Accord.
The Iraqi National Accord is a group founded in 1990, primarily by people who defected from Saddam, principally from the army, but from the ruling Ba'ath Party and the intelligence services. It's based in Amman, Jordan, and is also supported by Kuwait, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, but is a group also with which the U.S. has very strong ties. The problem this group has is that it represents, to many Iraqis, like a replay of the Ancien Regime, if you will.
That these are people who were, in fact, part of the Ba'athist regime. I guess just a big question, unfortunately, with little time to answer. Apart from being against Saddam Hussein, is there something that these groups have enough in common that they could actually cooperate over the coming years?
The short answer is we have to see. But they will all tell you that they support democracy, although it's not clear what kind. They all want some role for Islam, some more than others. They all want a united Iraq, but some unitarian, some confederal. They all want an independent Iraq. But that is the party line now. One has to, in order to create legitimacy in the country, say these things. But the devil, as you know, Robert, is in the details.
Thank you for talking with us.
Thank
once
you.
Again. Professor Rajan Menon, both of Lehigh University and also of the Council on Foreign Relations.